You've almost certainly heard of Jane Austen, and the Bronte sisters are on just about every high school English curriculum at some point or another. But there was another pair of sister novelists a generation earlier who were at least as famous in their time and have been largely forgotten to literary history. Jane and Anna Maria Porter published a total of 26 books in their day and achieved global fame. Their historical fiction sold millions of copies and captured the imagination of readers around the world. But it wasn't until ASU English professor Devaney Loser was doing archival research for another book that she stumbled across the sisters and the thousands of letters they wrote each other throughout their lives. The letters captured her imagination, and over the course of two decades, she used them to suss out their story. Her new book, Sister Novelists, The Trailblazing Porter Sisters, Who Paved the Way for Austen and the Brontes, documents it all. I spoke with her more about it.
I was working on a book, a scholarly book about British women writers in old age, and I knew that Jane Porter, this 19th century writer, had lived into her 70s and had sort of a difficult late life. So I was using archival material, unpublished material, in trying to put together what happened to her in old age. But I started reading these letters from her earlier life that she had been sending back and forth with her sister, who was also a novelist. And I wrote the book chapter on Jane Porter in her old age, but I felt just drawn back to these letters with these two sisters. They were fascinating.
Well, I want to get into that a little bit more, but tell us first just a little bit about Jane and Anna Maria Porter. They were incredibly famous, it sounds like, authors at the time. Just how famous?
Globally famous, like household name famous. The kind of thing where when Jane Porter died, an obituary declared her one of the most distinguished novelists which England had produced.
Wow.
So not female novelists, not, you know, novelist recently, like ever. And she was called the first to introduce that beautiful kind of fiction, the historical romance. So they were household names, not just in Great Britain, but in the United States, where they were immensely popular. And their novels were translated into European languages. They were just so well known, and yet they've dropped out of literary history.
Okay, so what kinds of books did they write? You're talking about historical dramas, essentially. Tell us about some of their work.
Jane Porter's most famous novels were two of them, Thaddeus of Warsaw from 1803, about the Polish conflict with Russia in the 1790s. And she later called that a new species of writing. And I think that held up for a while as a claim. Then she really sealed the deal in 1810 with a book called The Scottish Chiefs, and it was a rewriting of the William Wallace story and is probably the uncredited source text for Mel Gibson's Braveheart film. So that's its claim to fame now. But it was, for many years, into the mid-20th century, it was still considered a classic, and it was even included in the Classics Illustrated comic books in the 1950s.
Wow.
But as it got turned into children's literature more and more and abridged and, you know, not taught in schools as much, it really fell out of critical acclaim and from there out of literary history.
Wow. So you also, as you mentioned, went painstakingly through 7,000 unpublished letters that these sisters wrote to each other, and you sort of pieced together their story here. It sounds like writing was how they kept their family afloat. It sounds like they were sort of trailblazing at the time. Tell us about them personally.
So the sisters were incredibly close, and they had very different personalities. Jane was sort of tall, dark, serious, and Maria was fair, light, bright, and sparkling, we might call her. But they were the closest of sisters, and neither one of them ever married. They had these three brothers who, for the time in the early 19th century, really should have been providing for unmarried sisters and for their widowed mother. Mm-hmm. But each of the brothers ended up disappointing the family in various ways. And the sisters, in fact, sometimes were supporting the brothers, which is a reverse of what you'd expect.
Right. I mean, and they must have been breaking a lot of societal norms at the time. Like, they were writing under their own names. They were unmarried women who were famous and successful. What was that like for them?
So unfortunately for them, fame did not come with riches. I think they found it very difficult. For some women writers of the time who either already had money or came into it, I think things might have been a little bit easier. But the sisters were really seen as daring public women who had a hard time keeping their polite reputations. Mm. And they also had a very hard time. They both fell in love hard with men, most of whom were not really well chosen, frankly, like rakes they thought they could reform kinds of things. But they had a hard time with men who seemed to like in having conversation with intellectual women, but wanted a subservient wife, not one who came with celebrity and no money.
Hmm. So I understand this took you quite a long time to finish this book. You took a break in the middle, wrote a different book. Tell us about sort of the breadth of this project and the challenges in making this happen.
Well, you know, I also work on Jane Austen, and I think there, finding anything new to say about her is like looking for a needle in a haystack. With the Porter sisters, it was like being presented with the entire haystack and trying to figure out, how can I shape this into something that people will want to read? The letters were gripping and amazing, but it took me years to figure out sometimes who the sisters were even talking about. They like to refer to their beau in code. So it would be Apollo and Agamemnon and, you know, these code names for these men that they were interested in. And so it took me quite a while to piece together the puzzle of their love lives, their struggles with publishers, and their financial problems.
Yeah. So how is it possible that these two got lost to history? People who were this famous, authors who were this successful, this well-known at the time, you argue they sort of paved the way for people like Jane Austen or for the Bronte sisters. But, you know, they're not household names today. What happened?
The first thing I'll say is that the Porter sisters are not alone in having been wrongly forgotten. But most of those we've forgotten are not nearly as once famous as these two were. Mm. So I think sometimes literary history does this, right? Things go in and out of fashion. It's hard to know what things from now will survive in 50 years. I think the historical novel in particular is a hard genre to last, because reading what the 19th century thought of the 17th century is a little bit less interesting in the 21st century, right? I mean, historical fiction, I think, doesn't age quite as well as some other kinds of fiction. Yeah. So that was an issue too.
Yeah. So why was this so important to you? I mean, why did you so painstakingly for two decades, you know, put back together the story of their lives and their work and make sure that it was documented today?
Well, this probably sounds a little bit crazy, but I felt called to tell the story of these sisters. When I was reading these letters, you just feel drawn into the conversation and the love between the two of them and their dramatic troubles. And I just felt called to try to give shape to two people I thought lived just extraordinarily interesting lives, fascinating lives, accomplished so much, and deserve to have the story told of how they managed it and sometimes didn't manage it.
Yeah, right. That is Devaney Loser, author of Sister Novelists, The Trailblazing Porter Sisters, Who Paved the Way for Austen and the Brontes. She's also a professor of English at ASU. Devaney, thank you so much for coming on. Thank you for telling us this story. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much, Lauren.
And Devaney Loser will be at Changing Hands tonight to talk about her new book.